thanks for calling today from Sterling Heights, Michigan. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, Rudy.
Hey,
fire away.
Sometimes me and my relatives go back and forth on the subject of where we talk about, you know, we pray to the saints, and some say that we pray through the saints. And I tell them, like, is it possible that we can pray through them? I don't see that. I don't see how we can pray through them. And I've asked a couple of other people, like priests and stuff. They never just give me a direct answer where I can actually back up what I'm saying to them and go to the Bible and prove my point with, you know, how we believe as Catholics. We ought to believe about praying to them or through them.
Yes, yes. Well, it's, some of this is semantics. But, yeah, we pray to the saints. Now, some people don't like, you know, I think it's an unnecessary sort of quibbling over terms here, because they think that if you say you're praying to them, that somehow they're gods. And that's not true at all. It's just, if I'm talking to Jerry Usher, I'm talking to him. If I'm going to ask him to pray for me, I talk to him. I say, hey, Jerry, can you pray? I don't talk through him. In fact, that would be kind of rude. Think of the Hail Holy Queen, right? Or we say, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother, right? And think of all sorts of different prayers that we pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, or prayers to the saints. All that means is that we are talking to them because they are human persons. When I talk to Nick in the studio here, I talk to him. If I'm talking to the saints, I talk to them. And so in that sense, we are praying to them. It doesn't mean they're equal with God or anything like that. And certainly, biblically speaking, we have, you know, Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, for example, we see 24 elders that are depicted as being in heaven. In fact, all of the book of Revelation is basically a revelation of what's going on in heaven. And we have the 24 elders. These are human beings, and they are receiving. If you check out that verse there, it's in the image of incense, and the text actually tells you the incense coming up to them are the prayers of the saints. So each one of them are receiving these prayers coming up to heaven, and obviously they are responding to them. So these prayers, it would be implied, are being prayed to them. So I get it, though, that some people want to say through, because they don't want to say that the final object of prayer is the saint. And there is some truth to that, because the end of all prayers, of course, is God. But we also don't want to fall into the trap of saying we're not praying to them, because we are. We are praying to them, but with the proper perspective, asking them to pray for us, and we're honoring them for the great men and women that they are.
All right. That's what I thought you were going to say, because I just didn't get how praying through somebody would be possible in that sense.
Yeah, but, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say that, because that's not the way we communicate with people. Like I said, I mean, it sounds kind of rude to me. I'm not going to talk to you, Nick. I'm going to talk through you to somebody else. You know, that seems just a bit rude. But as long as, you know, if you understand the reason underlying it, you know, we can be sympathetic, but point out that, hey, no, in our tradition, we pray to Mary and the saints, properly qualified and understood.
Thanks, Rudy, for joining us on Catholic Answers Live.